Have you heard the term highly sensitive person or people, HSP? Well, that's what today's episode is about. And I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who is an HSP, child-free, and has a great new podcast I want to tell you all about. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. I want to share my friend Tanya's podcast. First, I want to share a little bit about her. Her and I connected through Not a Mama, probably almost since day one. So that would be May of 2019. We connected on the Not a Mama Instagram account. And Tanya has been an amazing supporter of all things Not a Mama since literally day one. One thing I really didn't know too much about or know the way that it impacted her life was that she is a highly sensitive person, a HSP. And it's just really interesting to me because I did not know what this was. I did not know that it even existed, to be honest with you. And so in getting to know Tanya and just, you know, forming a relationship and connection online, I got to know a little bit more about what this is and how people suffer from it and how help is needed. And I would imagine that it's probably quite stigmatized. And so I will describe it as what I see here. I'm on a doctor's website. And I guess the easiest way to describe this is that it's a sensitivity to feeling overwhelmed, a sensory sensitivity sometimes. Sometimes it's a sensitivity to situations. And so it just got me thinking that it's probably something that some people probably have and don't know that they have. It's a sensory processing sensitivity. And I really think that it's probably something that's completely under the radar, completely characterized as someone who's not strong, someone's very, you know, that's just something that's a negative response to this, not a recognizing that it's a sensory, I guess, a sensory disorder or a sensory condition. So as a occupational therapist, now retired occupational therapist, I can tell you that your sensory system is completely vital for everything that you do every day. And so it's very interesting that the highly sensitive people and the actual term and the condition are probably really not known. So a highly sensitive person, HSP, is a term for those who are thought to have an increased or deeper central nervous system sensitivity to physical, emotional, or social stimuli. Some refer to having a sensory processing sensitivity, or SPS for short. While highly sensitive people are sometimes negatively described as being too sensitive, it is a personality trait that brings both strengths and challenges. So Tanya, speaking from firsthand, decided to put all of her entrepreneurial spirit in her new podcast. So she does have a business that's geared for highly sensitive people, but she now has a new podcast. And the link for that podcast is going to be in the episode notes right now for you. But her podcast is called Highly Sensitive Healing, An Awakening of Our Best Highly Sensitive Selves. I love that. Our nerves are frayed, we're overwhelmed, frustrated, and we can't seem to ever find genuine calm or comfort. Welcome to the life of a highly sensitive person. Just imagine if we could find clarity and wisdom we need to untangle the challenges of highly sensitive living, to enjoy a clear path to more joy and self-love. Okay, that enough is amazing. So I would love for you to connect with Tanya. If this resonates with you, definitely check out her podcast. She has a new episode that comes out every Wednesday. She has an amazing spirit and an amazing connection to this condition, this trait. And I would love if this resonates with you, and if you are an HSP, to connect with her and check out her podcast. And I think you really will enjoy it. The links are all going to be in the episode notes here. And definitely head over to Instagram and let me know. Go to @NanaMama and let me know your thoughts about Tanya's podcast, and let me know your thoughts about living as a HSP. If you're listening to this and you are someone that is living with that, I would love to hear from you as well. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.